Random thought. How soon is too soon for us to be hearing Christmas music and seeing Christmas decorations? And I'm asking this because it's November now, right? Here we are, one full week of November in, and look, man, we got to make a law. If there's a law that needs to be passed. We just had elections, and I didn't see this on the ballot, so maybe we need to put it on the ballot for the next time around that we can't have Christmas music too early.
If it was up to me to vote on this, December 1st, Christmas music can start. If it was up to me, December 1st.
See, I have no problem with Thanksgiving morning. Traditionally, that's what we've done in radio. Like Thanksgiving morning, you play some Christmas songs, then you dial it back, right? Because and you probably weren't up early on Thanksgiving morning helping cook breakfast or anything, or cook the Thanksgiving dinner and do all this stuff. But Christmas music blasting in the background is that's happening, then yeah, I'm not mad at that. It's close enough to December 1st.
Yeah, I say December 1st. I mean, I think we just get a little, we get a little too crazy with it. You start to see in stores, retail stores, you're starting to hear the Christmas music like November 1st. And I'm like, we're not there yet. We still got Thanksgiving to get to. And there's not a lot of Thanksgiving songs, so I get it. But
wait, there are Thanksgiving songs?
I'm sure there's at least one Thanksgiving song. But and I could be biased because I'm not a Christmas fan. It's not my favorite holiday. It's one of the worst, I think. I love Thanksgiving. Food and family, friends, fellowship, the four Fs. Great, but Christmas, just not a fan of it. So I get annoyed when I have to hear that stuff. I remember working in retail and having to just keep hear the Christmas music over and over and over. So I'm so glad that I got out of that.
I can see you right now, the Grinch. Tell the Grinch. You don't even like Christmas decorations because if people can't come over during COVID, we had this discussion last year about the Christmas decorations. You didn't even want to do Christmas decorations if people couldn't come over. Like, why?
Yeah.
Why? Who are we putting them up for?
I just didn't see the point. Why put them up? If no one's coming over to see it, why are you doing it? Like, if you're hosting Christmas and you have the decor up, great. But if it's just you and your dog, why? And it's your place. You can do whatever you want. It's just not what I'm doing. There's not going to be any Christmas decorations in my house.
I've got a coworker. Actually, I know of two coworkers. One who keeps a Christmas tree up at least half of the year. And another who goes, yeah, it's never coming down. Her Christmas tree is up right now from last year, the year before, the year before, the year before. It just never comes down.
In like the living room or like in the window?
I haven't been to the house. I haven't been to the house.
I have questions. I have questions. Like, is it in the garage, standing in the corner, already decorated? All she has to do is just, a couple friends help carry it inside. Or is it in the window, year-round, fully decorated with Christmas decor and lights?
Probably. And maybe just don't plug the lights until Christmas time. Till Terrell says it's okay, right. December 1st.
Wait, how many cats does she have?
None.
Okay, there's a story there. There's something. there's something because I'm just sorry. Like if you went to somebody's house in May and you see a fully decorated Christmas tree in the living room, that's gonna freak you out.
No, you know what? That's a conversation starter.
Yeah, right before they tell you to put the lotion on the skin and get in the basement.
Oh, my God. Welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, like this one right here. We are those people, and we've been having these conversations since college.
Yes, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast, episode 61. Be sure to like, subscribe, and definitely leave a comment.
Yes, please do. Tell us how you feel. no laughing matter here is... what happened with Henry Ruggs III just last week, man? I mean, it's I saw this, and then when I realized that the Raiders were releasing him, I go, okay, this is a lot worse. And then the details came out.
It's just so it's crazy to me how in a split second people can make these decisions that ruin their life, or in this case, ruined a family, right? Because they lost their daughter. and their dog. And as someone that kind of works in HR and reviews background checks, I look at just some of the things that people get charged with. I'm just like, why did you do that? And then a year later, you did the exact same thing. A year later, you did this. And so I look at this story with such a big future, you know, in front of him. I think this happens where people feel like they're untouchable, can do whatever they want. You know, trying to impress your girl in 156 or driving 156 miles per hour drunk, it's just a dumb move, you know? And like, that's the thing I understand about athletes that generate all this extra revenue.
Yep. You're about to say exactly what I was thinking. Go ahead.
I would pay somebody, you're going to get paid $100,000 a year to just hang with me and stop me from doing stupid shit.
You would be my designated driver. $100,000 designated driver. All you got to do is not drink when you got to drive me. And that could be at any given time, because if I'm drinking, we might be going a couple different places. Because if I'm in the NFL, I'm a star wide receiver in the NFL, we're probably going to stop and see a couple people. we're stopping a couple places. So you may never get a drink, but you'd be paid six figures real easy. I don't understand.
Yeah.
I do not. You got all these people hanging with you. Somebody has to be the designated driver. Somebody's got to be the guy that stops you from doing stupid shit. If you've got a crew that hangs with you, that crew's got to have somebody to talk you off the ledge. One of the things you and I would do, we'll always say what's on our mind, but we'll also never let each other do stupid shit if we're right there with each other. Plain and simple.
Well, that's the key, if we're with each other, because... I'm known to do some brother. Stupid shit a little bit more than you. So. I just wound up telling you about it. Like, you're not going to believe what I did 2 weeks ago. I gotta tell somebody.
Luckily, there were no cameras around.
Yeah, that I know of.
Yeah.
But no, you're right. I mean, it's just a sad situation. I think about stuff like this, you know, when I'm driving on the road, you just never know. Mm-hmm. You know what? You could be doing everything right. Someone else doing something stupid. And the sad part is how they died. You know, really getting burned from the car catching fire. It's just a sad story, man. And I hope he learns a lot from this, but also I hope they don't go lenient.
Yeah.
You know, on this. I hope they don't go lenient on it, but I hope he learns. But man, it's just tragic. So yeah. I'm glad the Raiders did the right thing and pulled him out. But
22 years old, man. He is 22. And I mean, you know, what was that thing on Netflix? There was a documentary on Netflix, Broke. Remember that one? Did you ever watch that? And I thought in that they really kind of put it in perspective for these guys, right? You've got these guys that didn't have money for a long time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Growing up. For 20 years of their life, 20, 21 years, 22, they get to the NFL, they get all this money. And what they're making is money, an unbelievable amount of money. I can't think of what, if I was making the money he was making, because he was 12th overall, first round pick, top 15 pick, right? He's making good money. At 22, we did some stupid shit at 22, and we, well, broke. So imagine... I would hope that we at 22 would have had the common sense to go, all right, let me get somebody else to drive. But at that point, you're probably just like, I can do it. Look, let me see how fast this thing can go. Done some dumb shit like that. So I think in taking that, you can't really take into consideration to say, oh, yeah, well, you know, feel bad for him. But at some point, you know, we got to realize that this is a young kid making money. And Herm Edwards used to really try to talk to the rookies in the NFL and go, look. And his thing was, how many cars are you going to drive at once? How many cars are you going to drive at once? How many houses are you going to live in at once? You only need one car. You're driving one car. You may have two. Don't go get 10 cars. You know, his whole thing about even tweeting, he'd always have the... And we've got to start listening to people who've been there before. And it's easy for us to say now because we're older. When we were 21, 22, we weren't listening to nope. I had a great conversation with a barber once. And I said, would you, listen at 21-year-old you, listen to you now? And he was like, nah. And I said, would you now hang out with 21-year-old you? He goes, hell no. He was a knucklehead. And he's right. Because we've all done dumb shit.
Yeah, but I would totally listen to 21-year-old me would listen to soon to be 47-year-old me next week. I would listen if I know it's me, mm-hmm. right? I mean, I have to realize, oh yeah, you are me. So yes, tell me about the future and mm-hmm. what do I need to fix right now? I'd be like, okay, don't date her. Got it. Save your money. Got it.
Wrap it up before you tap it up.
Be smart about that. God, I mean, I would like take it on. I'm like, you're giving me some knowledge. I'm going to help change what we're doing. But
yeah,
you know, when you're that young and you have that kind of fame and money, it just easily go to your head. But still, that's why you got to have the right people in your camp mm-hmm. that are like, hey, Jan, you kind of wilding out. So get in the back seat. I'm going to drive us home to your mansion and you need to freaking chill out.
The great thing is, well, you and I have always had people around us who spoke sense at times, right? And the great thing is they weren't that much older, so we went, whatever, they don't know what they're talking about. They were around our age. You know, when I'm talking about people like John, I'm talking about people like Darren, who were able to say certain things that I was just like, all right, you're right, you know? And it's just those people that you respect, and you got to have those people around you. And if it sounds like you can't have yes people. Again, we didn't have this level of money that this man had. Right. But you can't have yes people around you. And it is very true, as you move up, you can't have yes people around you. Somebody's got to be able to talk sense in the crew.
And then speaking of common sense or talking sense to somebody, this whole Aaron Rodgers COVID thing.
Oh, boy.
So.
You know this is about to go into a race war soon, but go ahead.
It's going to be huge, right? It's going to be huge. It's going to be the vaccinated against the non-vaccinated. It's like mm-hmm. The socias and the greasers, you know, it's just stupid. But everybody's up in arms saying that Aaron Rodgers lied about his vaccine status. And mm-hmm. so when you listen to the clip, he says, I've been
immunized.
Good play on words. And he hasn't. He took whatever kind of weird voodoo medicine that he thinks was going to work.
He ate chalk or something like that. Chalk or clay. Still
catches COVID. And so now it comes out that he hasn't been vaccinated. Now, here's my thing about it. I like Aaron Rodgers' I don't give a shit attitude, because his mindset is, you know, Republicans are going to think I'm a hero. You know, Democrats are going to try to cancel me. I don't care about politics. I don't care about any of those folks. It's all a sham. I'm not going to go on Fox News. I'm not going to go on CNN. I admire that. Great. Great for you. What I don't like about it is you put other people at risk.
Yes.
When you do that. And like, that's the thing about this whole vaccinated versus non-vaccinated. If you don't want to get vaccinated, fine. Don't put other people at risk because of your shit. And he's around way too many people because he's a football player. I mean, they're big games, people all over the place, a lot of people in the locker room. You're working with a lot of people on the sidelines. You're working with other players on your team. You're dealing with players on other teams that you could have infected them as well. Then you think about all the commercials and everything else he does. I'm just like, why are you rolling the dice with other people's lives?
However, those who are against the vaccine, I'm not going to call them anti-vaxxers because not everybody's anti-vax. Some people are just anti, don't you tell me what to do. but they're going to go, well, if you're vaccinated, isn't it supposed to protect you? And I've seen people who even go the other route and go, look, hey, if you're going to, if you're not going to get vaccinated, then you know what? Whatever happens to you, you die, you die. Because it's supposed. But at the same time, here's the issue that I think people are missing is the mutation of this virus and why we have so many variants. The reason we have so many variants is because so many people are friggin' knuckleheads. And I'm speaking this as a non-medical expert, a non-medical profession, and someone who hasn't done the... I've done about as much research as you, saying that you need to do more research. Okay, so...
I've always figured knucklehead was a real term used by doctors.
It is. Don't be a knucklehead. Wrap it up before you tap it up. Stop coming in here and getting this. The one thing I think that Aaron said that I would have to disagree with, he said Republicans are going to make him, he's going to be a hero with Republicans and Democrats are going to be mad at him. This vaccine thing is not Republican and Democrat. You can't put it that way, because I know very liberal people who are just anti telling me what to do You know, they're the one of those, you can't tell me what to do people, right? And then you've got Republicans, and let's be honest, we talked about this before. Your officials that are Republicans, you know, Trump family, vaccinated. The Cruz family, vaccinated. You know, trust me, these folks are making sure that they're protected. And they're going to let you sit there and rant and rave and say what you want, but they're going to protect their family, as you should be doing. Same thing against measles, mumps, rubella, polio, all that shit that no longer kills us like ravaged diseases. This is just the first one we've had in a long time for a reason.
Yeah. You know, it's just dumb, but that's the problem is it's not about, I'm vaccinated, right? I've got my booster shot, so I should be fine. Is it possible to still get it? Yes. Do people take the flu shot and still get the flu? Yes. It's possible. Now, the people who have had the flu shot, obviously the symptoms could be milder. So I totally get the logic. But even still, if you don't want to get vaccinated, don't. But don't get around all these other people. Don't put other people at risk. And just because how do you know these people all been vaccinated? You don't know.
Right.
You know, we're not walking around with little, you know, badges on that says vaccinated. Although our badges? Facebook profiles might
we don't need no stinking badges.
Yeah, people have those borders around their Facebook profile picture that says vaccinated, but you don't really know. So why would you gamble with someone else? That's the thing I get. It's just selfish.
Very true. Something I saw pop in here, and I think you may have gotten to it before I did, was this whole thing on Scottie Pippen talking about Michael Jordan and The Last Dance.
Yeah, so Scottie's pissed because he's still bitter from when him and Jordan played together because he felt like it was all about Jordan and they were the supporting cast. And apparently Jordan even said that, which is
Beyonce and Destiny Child. Yeah, go ahead.
But yes, it is the truth. They're the supporting cast. You can't be like, hey, I won a championship with Kobe, but he didn't give me enough credit. No, it was about freaking Kobe. Mm-hmm. And that's who Michael Jordan was. So apparently for the documentary, The Last Dance, Michael Jordan got $10 million. No one else on the team got any money. Now, Scottie's pissed about that and kind of makes that comment. And then Rick Ross jumps into the conversation and says this.
First thing that come to my mind is, fuck you, Scottie Pippen. You ain't handle your business when you was negotiating your own contract 30 years ago. You got fucked.
So true, but see, that's my question. I agree with that, because if 30 years ago, somebody comes, hey, we're going to have a video camera in the crew, they're going to follow you guys around this whole season. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be like, wait a minute, what am I getting for this? Well, but then I can't be in the shots. They need to like delete me out if I'm not getting paid. I would have negotiated that. That's not what Scottie does. And the Bulls, without Michael Jordan, would not be the Bulls.
We saw that when he left to go play baseball. We saw that. They were not the Bulls. Akeem Olajuwon owes Michael Jordan for getting his two rings, okay? Because he got those rings when Jordan was out.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, and then Scottie had a year or so by himself. Didn't do anything with it. And I'm not knocking Scottie's ability, but this whole complaining, whining stuff, you and Michael didn't have a relationship off the court. He said that 30 years ago. Fine, you chose that. You and Michael Jordan, if you really wanted to fight to have a relationship with Michael Jordan, you could have tried. And if he didn't want to have one with you, fine, go win championships. You don't have to be besties off the
exactly.
court. Go win championships. Do what you got to do. You get your rings, you stack your paper, you make your money, you renegotiate your contract with a good lawyer and somebody that has some good financial advice for you. And then you don't worry about getting hosed, but you were underpaid for a long time, but that was by his choice.
So, you know, one of the things I like to say all the time is we don't have to like each other to work together. And we don't have to like each other to work well together. We can win. We don't have to hang out. Because chances are we don't do the same things. You and I are great friends. We'd probably be horrible coworkers. Because we're such great friends, to be quite honest. Because there's no filter between the two of us. So we'd probably be horrible coworkers. But at the same time, you know, the Bulls were all about Jordan. And let's be honest, nobody would have watched The Last Dance if it had to be like there was an NBA video game that didn't have Michael Jordan, so they just had a random player who wore 23 for the Bulls, who just happened to have a bald head and could do everything, but he wasn't Michael Jordan. You know, nobody wants to see the Bulls without Jordan. He was the Bulls. It was Beyonce and them background singers, okay? That's who Michael Jordan was, as we try to bring it to the forefront for those who may not have seen Jordan in his prime. But there's that. The other thing I have to say is Rick Ross, the beard, bro. Looking like Jose from Married at First Sight season 13. Come on,
I was thinking
that
same thing.
Like, Jesus Christ. Yeah, fellas, y'all got to stop with this Beijing stuff. Put that shit down. If the beard is go patchy, it's okay. You may not think it looks sexy, but look, I'm just saying that shit looks ridiculous. And who am I to tell Rose? Because Rose got enough to buy my life 15 times, but at the same time, that looks ridiculous.
He's been eating too much of that thigh stop.
Hey, don't knock it. Them thighs are great, man. Jesus. And not talking about Rose's thighs.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I haven't had the thighs at Wingstop yet, but that's interesting.
I had it. So here's the thing. I was in San Francisco, right, for the for HERS festival, the Lights On festival. And I'm in the hotel looking for a place. I'm like, dang, I need something to eat. And I look and say, oh, there's a Wingstop around the corner. So I go over there and... Because it's at late at night, and I see the thighs, and I'm like, all right, let me just try these. I haven't tried it. That shit's actually pretty goddamn good.
Is it?
They need to keep the thighs on there. That shit is good.
Did it make you sing like that Popeyes commercial that you love so much?
Your favorite. Matter of fact, hold on. Let me see if I do have it. I saw this the other day, and I was like, let me go find the full thing. And I just know how you love this, so... Without further ado.
Oh. Ooh, baby, I got Popeyes. Let me show you what we got right here. Ooh.
Yeah, stop it.
First off, we got a box full of fries. Cajun and spice. Oh. And we got a little bit of apple pie.
God damn it.
And then we go move to the bigger box. We go move to the bigger box.
Stop it.
In the bigger box. We got the fries in. We got 12 beats.
Stop
the
it.
The legs and the thighs in it. Ooh.
Stop it. Stop it. Yes, stop it. I hate you. I hate you right now. Oh yeah, my God! Look, every time I see that clip, that is my favorite clip, because every time, I just the look on your face,
annoyed, so annoyed.
Oh my God!
Almost as annoyed as I am about the man we all love to hate, Ted Cruz. you know, he's. Nothing big to report out on him this week, but still just wanted, as we got through this round of voting, I want people to keep in mind who Ted Cruz really is. The fact that he's a great politician, but he's not great for Texas. And the snowpocalypse showed us that. So
yeah,
every time we have this, I'm about to say this call, like it's a conference call. Every time we have an episode, I'm always going to address a Ted Cruz thing. So Texans, pay attention. Vote him out.
When you said call, I thought you were about to tell him, all right, everybody stand up, breathe in. Yeah. I can see you doing that on your conference calls. You know, I admire your commitment to this, too. I mean, you know, Ted Cruz has been horrible for a long time. You know, Grandpa Munster has really been terrible for a very long time. And you're right. Snowpocalypse really kind of brought that to the forefront and showed just how much politicians lie and how much they say, yeah, we got protocol, but F your protocol because I'm me, you know, like Aaron Rodgers kind of did. I'm Aaron fucking Rodgers, you know. So he's Ted. I'm Ted fucking Cruz. I can do what I want. I can go to Mexico, come back, and just go out and hand out for a photo op, right?
Yep.
I admire your commitment. Unfortunately, as we've just seen recently in this last round of elections, you know, people are going to do what they want to do. And as you're riling up the fan base, this is part of it, because Texas is going to Texas. Texas is going to Florida. Texas is going to Flexus. And Ted Cruz is going to be right back in office next year. And then in two years after that, he'll be, you know, running for, well, the next year, actually, starting to run for the Republican nomination for president of the United States. So that'll be all Texas' fault.
Well, we shall see. I think we'll be okay if voters stay informed and they know exactly what the issues are that they're voting on, mm-hmm. unlike somebody that you showed me today.
Yeah, so I got this one from my guy, comedian Marvin Hunter, man. I saw this on his IG, and I had to share it in my IG story. But this is, so Virginia went red in the governor's house, right? They've had a Democratic governor for the longest time, and including like Tim Kaine. Remember Tim Kaine, who ran with Hillary Clinton? He was governor. He's Senator Tim Kaine now. You had Terry McAuliffe, who was governor, and he was running for re-election, lost to a Republican. Well, also the lieutenant governor was Winsome Sears, who first black woman to be lieutenant governor in the state of Virginia. And this is why you can't just vote for everybody black, because if you look at the policies, you're like, hey, what? But also, you got to understand, and this is why I always tell my people, I always try to encourage my people, please at least know one reason why you're voting for somebody. Yeah. And know the reason behind it. Like, in 2008, I was like, look, don't just say you're voting for Barack Obama because he's black. That's not a good reason. Because now we have Winsome Sears, right? You're not going to vote for her just because she's black, right? Because she's got policies that go against you. The same thing, critical race theory. It's something that's big for folks. And one of the reasons that that your boy got elected in Virginia was based on kids and not allowing, and what they're being taught, them not being forced to learn certain things. And this one voter, well, just watch.
To the basics of teaching children, not teaching them critical race theory.
And what is critical race theory?
Well, I'm not going to get into the specifics of it because I don't understand it that much, but it's something that I don't, what little bit that I know, I don't care for.
And what have you heard that you don't,
well,
that you
I'm
don't
not,
like?
Well, I'm not going to, you know, I don't have that much knowledge on it, but okay. It's something that I'm not, that I don't care.
So, two things. One, he sounded like Eddie Murphy in The Golden Child. I want the knife. And two, what do you think the little bit that he knows of it is? Because he said, the little bit I know of it, I don't like it. What's the little bit he doesn't that he knows of that he doesn't like?
It's the one word in the middle between critical and theory. That's what it is.
Which to him translates to black.
Well, I think, if you look at this whole new woke world that we're in, mm-hmm. I think that a lot of white people, as soon as they hear the word race, they shut it down because they mm-hmm. feel like race is negative. Race is not. And no one has been teaching critical race theory in these elementary schools or K through 12 schools. It hasn't been happening.
Right.
But that's the narrative that's been shared. And so he voted against this woman just on that, or voted against a person based on critical race theory. He has no idea what it is. No knowledge, can't even speak to it. He just heard the word race, and this is what's been going around the media circuit, so I should not like this.
That man watches Fox News, and Fox News has a look, I'll tell you something. I admire Fox News because they can be strong and wrong, but they're going to stand by that shit and go. Because you know what? They know their sheeple are going to be right there following along with them. And this is the thing, and this is why, like, again, I always talk about John, right? Good buddy of mine, John, who back in the 2008 election came to the studio and wanted to have a conversation. He's a hardcore Republican. Expected it to be this, oh, it's going to be Republican versus Democrat. I'm like, actually, no, because I'm not one of the sheeple. We can be cool. Doesn't mean that we got to agree on everything. And I don't agree with everything Democrats do. I don't agree with everything Republicans do. And at the end of the day, this is the problem, is when people just follow blindly. Stop it. Get informed. That man is a fucking idiot. And he proved it. And that, you know, they say, you know, the older, the wiser. Apparently not. Apparently no. not.
No, no, not at all. And to segue into someone who was stupid, that looked old enough to make a better decision. So a few weeks ago, I'm sure many of you have seen, there's this viral video that somebody captured an Amazon truck mm-hmm. parked, you know, in the neighborhood. The back door opens and this woman gets out, puts her cell phone in her bra. Now, she's not an Amazon employee. Right. I don't know what she does for a living. I don't know what she does. She wasn't wearing the uniform. So there was no Amazon uniform on. That's number one. Big giveaway. And the dude kind of opens the back door, lets her out. She slides her phone into her bra, which that tells you a lot. And so she's out. So the video goes viral. So the guy gets fired, which he should. And I'm surprised Amazon is as... I've been in a lot of Amazon warehouses. The security there is nuts.
Right.
I'm surprised that the trucks don't have cameras on the inside.
Right.
But on the flip side of that, I'm like, who hasn't like got a little some action while they're at work? Like if you've never done it, I mean, sorry, but we've all kind of been there, no?
Yes, definitely have.
Yeah.
definitely have. And you know, I want to say first of all, back to this driver, kudos to the photographer. Okay, the camera person who was standing in their apartment and looked out and saw this Amazon just happened to be looking out. And saw this woman get in the back of the Amazon truck. I went, and waited. Now, we have no idea how long they waited. It could have been 5 seconds, could have been 5 minutes, could have been 15 minutes, right?
With Amazon, I'm sure it was really quick because they really have strict time measurements. So he said, I got these deliveries I got to do. I got some stops. Let's go.
And here's the thing. You know, it wasn't like, oh, hey, baby, I need a quick fix. Meet me at such and such, you know, because... It's not like she walked off and went to a car. She just walked off and kept walking. The question is, were the rest of the deliveries on time? Because if they were, then what's the problem? This man he took a smoke break.
Well, the other question is were there any bodily fluids exchanged and did any of those land on my box that you're about to drop in my front door that I got to open with my hands? There's that. We are still in a pandemic. I don't want booty juice on my boxes.
yeah, definitely don't need that delivery. Hey, what you sipping on today, man?
A little Tito's and soda.
Okay. I decided to go with what you had last time, which is a small batch.
Four Roses small batch? Nice. Yep. Yeah, it's a vodka night. I'm super tired, so I plan to go to bed really early. For mm-hmm. Friday night. And so vodka's kind of that mellow, let's get ready to go to bed, T. Kind of
let's
drink.
Get ready to.
Yeah.
When you're drinking bourbon, it's the let's get ready to rumble.
But... Exactly. I'm drinking bourbon, it's like, you're not sleepy. We got more drinking to do. More partying to do.
Hey, that's exactly why I stay away from tequila. If my wife ain't present, we ain't drinking tequila. Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yes, send us some of your random thoughts and some of your bullshit. We'll talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.